Police and customs officers have just made one of their biggest hauls of illegal bootleg liquor in recent times and broken up an organized gang that was apparently functioning for several months. The discovery in the eastern city of Ostrava could well have many Czechs taking a second look at cheap Christmas spirits bought off the back of a lorry or at market stalls. Chris Johnstone reports.
Police and customs officers could barely hide their triumph when on Monday they announced their swoop on a gang of bootleg alcohol producers earlier in the month and one of the biggest hauls of illegal liquor in recent years. The scope of the haul was described by customs spokeswoman Pavla Zdobnitska.
Police found in a lorry 20,000 liters of almost pure spirit and 10,000 liters of already produced alcohol with various brand names in garages. The alcohol was distributed throughout Moravia and Silesia and could be found in different stores and at markets.
The state would have lost out in taxes to the tune of 6 million crowns, around $315,000, if the entire consignment had found its way onto the market. Around 350,000 crowns in cash was found at the site. The swoop at a disused factory came after police and customs officers had been keeping tabs on the gang's operation for some time. They'd earlier witnessed lorries being loaded with large empty containers and coming back a day later filled with spirits. The operation had an international dimension with the raw materials for the various brews, including a specialised disinfectant containing chlorine, being shipped across the border from Slovakia. Health officials say the end product would have damaged the health of drinkers. Chlorine, even in small doses, can seriously affect the alimentary canal. Added to that, alcohol production in the abandoned factory did not even respect the most basic hygiene rules. Seven people were detained on the spot during the raid, with three held in custody. They will be charged with conspiring to defraud the state of tax revenues and could face jail sentences of up to 10 years. The Ostrava haul is sizeable. The total litres seized represents a tenth of the entire haul of illegal liquor recovered in the country during 2009. Customs officials say they are winning the battle against bootleg alcohol, thanks in part to greater efforts to stamp out cross-border production in Poland and Slovakia. But above-board distillers and liquor producers are still calling for the state to step up its fight against bootleg alcohol. They estimate that up to one bottle in four sold in the Czech Republic contains illegal alcohol, with the state losing billions of crowns in tax revenues as a result. Rum and vodka are among the favourite targets for the bootleg sales.
That was Chris Johnstone reporting there on the biggest haul in recent times of illegal bootleg alcohol by police and customs officers.